It is Thursday morning, and of course, Giddens and Bauman in here, and we've been doing this for a while. We're going back to, I don't know what he wrote down over here. He's probably got the answers to the questions you're going to ask.
I just looked up, I Google AI'd Brennan Sorsby's 2025 stats for the college football season in 2025. The most recent college football season that we played, and he was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year in the PFF rankings at over 60% completion percentage, 27 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, a passer rating.
Wait a minute. Stop. We need to go on, but one quick question. You said 2025. I thought you said that he played – he was at Indiana last year.
No, that was 2 years ago. He started 4 years ago. He was there 2022, 2023, all right. 2024, 2025.
You're good then. I get it. Y'all had me the other way around. I thought he was the backup to what's his name last year.
He's a starter at Cincinnati.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Giddens won last time, I think, right? Or y'all drew?
We probably drew. Drawing is a national pastime in the USA right now.
Then I lost.
Okay. So let's start. Giddens, you're going first, right?
He's Spain and I'm Cabo Verde.
Are you the 40-year-old goalie? What was it? He's up to like 10 million followers.
He's up over 10 million.
Yeah. He's a 40-year-old lunch is what he is.
Giddens probably still eat it.
Yep.
All right, Giddens. You know the rules.
Yep.
We have 45 seconds, right? That's what it was.
You said 35, didn't
45.
You? Was it 45?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the next one's 35 and 25 when we go to quick.
All right. Blah. Let's roll.
We asked 100 people, Giddens. Name a type of weather.
Cloudy.
Yes.
Sunny.
Yes.
Stormy.
No.
Rainy.
Yes.
Snowy.
Yes.
Cloudy, stormy, sunny,
you got four
snowy,
of the five.
Windy.
Yes, all five. Within 15 seconds. That's how you started last time, isn't it, Giddens?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
How freaking easy.
How easy? What do you mean?
All right, come on. What's the atomic equation of something?
You would have said hot.
We asked 100 people, David, name a popular summer activity. We're in summer right now, so you should be able to get this.
Swimming?
Yes.
Skiing?
No.
How about fishing?
No.
Summer activity, golf?
No.
See, you asked me stuff. I mean, this
summer activity. What do you do in the summer?
You play golf, you swim, you cook, barbecue.
Yeah, you got another one.
Okay. You don't go to school. I know that's not an activity, but
15 seconds.
Sporting events.
No. Nope. Missing three.
You go to amusement parks.
No.
Vacation.
It's more specific.
Beach.
Yep. You got three.
Mountains. Two. Amusement parks.
Gosh. He said mountains. Should I give him hiking?
You can go to the mountains and not hike.
Yeah, I mean, I won't.
You missed hiking and biking.
Who in Alabama goes hiking? Do y'all?
I don't. I know people that do. I wouldn't. I mean, summer is they're not in the optimal time.
They're
to
in
do
the
that.
Minority. Had you rather go to the beach or would you rather go hiking? Go on. Come on.
Hike on the beach.
Yeah.
Or the lake. Oh.
That'd be walking. That's not hiking.
Yeah. Just sit in a chair and listen to some music.
We asked 100 people, name a famous Disney character.
Oh, my God.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
That's what you are.
Donald Duck.
Yes.
Goofy.
No.
Snow White.
Yes.
Cinderella.
Yes. You got four of the five.
This is 30 so
seconds.
Another famous Disney. Oh, there's a lot of Disney characters.
Just keep naming
Winnie
them.
The Pooh.
That's all five.
Wow.
Yes. Come on, there's a lot of Disney characters to get all five.
You got a freaking 45 second clock on you to answer. Just keep reeling them off. That's a kindergarten question for a younger than kindergarten.
Do you think he would have gotten all five of those?
No.
That's a kindergarten question for a younger than kindergarten mind.
Well, David, if you would have gone first, you would have got both those questions. So just go first next
time.
That's
true. No, I'll just tell you to flip them.
Y'all are dead. Listen, you're not fooling anybody. You're doing this on purpose, and the audience knows it as well as I do. All right.
We asked 100 people.
Okay, here it comes.
Name a common fear.
See.
Common fear. That's easy.
I'm going to say snakes.
Yes.
Bugs.
No.
Actually,
be more specific with bugs.
Spiders.
Okay.
Guns?
No.
Dogs?
No.
Cats?
No. You've got all the animals. 30 okay. seconds.
Heights.
Yes.
Being closed in, you know, like...
No claustrophobic. Nope,
that's okay, no claustrophobia. Water.
No. You got two more 15 seconds.
Darkness.
No.
Gosh. I've named some good ones.
8 seconds.
That's tough. All right, before you say anything, what would you say?
I'm not sure.
That's a tough question, but I named some good ones that wasn't on there, like darkness.
Maybe a fear of flying. How many did I get?
Three.
Fear of flying, maybe?
Flying was five.
I would thought that would have been heights, though.
No, it's different.
Okay. All right, so...
Flying's like a combination of claustrophobia and heights.
So flying, what was the other one?
Public speaking. Yeah. I think that's the number one fear for anybody.
Not me. What's your number one fear? Not having food?
My number one fear is bees.
Starving.
Bees.
Your number one fear is not having food.
Bees.
What's your number one fear?
Ferris wheels.
You know, mine probably would be flying. Seriously.
I don't mind flying.
I don't like it. I'll do it if I have to, but I don't like it. All right.
Okay, Giddens. If you get all five here, it's basically over.
I mean, it's over now. It was over before you started.
What is the score? What is it?
Wait a minute. Let me get his question.
It's 10 to 6.
Okay.
We ask 100 people, what's the top five sports in the United States of America?
Soccer. That's not on the list.
All
right, Giddens. We asked 100 people, name a type of work vehicle that's often seen as a children's toy.
A fire truck.
Yes.
A police car.
Yes.
An ambulance.
No.
A bulldozer.
Yes. You got three of the five.
I mean, it's already over anyway.
30 seconds.
See, he's quit because it's already over.
He's got to get heat warmed up for a quick moolah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, bulldozer, seconds. Bulldozer, a crane.
No, you got bulldozer, fire engine, and police car.
Can I say one? Might as well.
Wheelbarrow?
No, that's what we need to wheel you out of buffets.
Yeah. No, we need a dump truck for that. Dump truck's on that list.
Number one.
Told you.
It's too bad you didn't get this one.
Dump truck.
Well, I don't get your easy-ass questions.
Dump truck and tractor.
Tractor, yeah.
I guess it was kind of unfair because Giddens has a baby. He has children.
Well, I've had them before.
I think he might have an ambulance. But that's the only thing he's got. He doesn't have the rest of those.
All right. I was going to say transfer truck.
All right. It's 13 to 6. You can still do this.
Yeah, I can do seven.
You can get eight.
We asked 100 people, David, outside of animals, name something people hunt for.
Money.
No.
Outside of animals.
Actually, be more specific with the money part.
Success.
No.
Jobs.
Yes.
Mates.
No.
Not girlfriends.
30 seconds. No.
You got one something that people hunt for.
That's not animals.
He's got a legitimate
food.
Gripe. He's got a legitimate gripe with this last one. This last one is tough.
That doesn't matter anyways.
No, that's why I'm not really, you know.
I wouldn't. This one, you might not have gotten anything if you tried.
That they hunt for.
Yeah. 5 seconds. He's got one.
A car.
Nope.
I don't know.
This one is
bargains or deals, treasure, Easter eggs, or your lost keys.
I'm not even.
Time to go to quick move law, David. See if you can get these.
Should I go first?
Bye.